Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
58 degrees at 6:21, Wisconsin's Morning News with Vince Vetrano. I'm Eric Dilstead along with Michelle Richards. So Vince is back on Monday. Hey, congratulations to our Rice Lake guy. You know, everyone's been talking about Noah Lyles coming up short in the 200 meters of the Olympics, but we had a guy from Rice Lake who got the silver.
Did we know about him?
Kung Fu Kenny. Yes, we knew about him, but no one else does. See, no one else wants to talk about Kung Fu Kenny. But anyway, yeah, he took the silver medal up there in Rice Lake, so they're celebrating today. Joining us now live from Paris is ABC's Inez de la Catera. She's been following everything closely of the Olympics. Inez, so Noah Lyles just couldn't do it, came up just short of winning both the 100 and the 200.
That's right. So he did win the bronze yesterday, but he was favored to win the gold, and that ended up going to Botswana's Letsela Tobago. That was a huge upset on the track. The silver went to fellow American Kenny Bedarek, but Noah ended up having to settle for bronze. And after the race, he didn't look too well. He was lying down on his back. He was having a hard time breathing. We saw him kind of wheeled away in a wheelchair. And we later found out he had been diagnosed with COVID. So according to the WHO, at least 40 athletes have been diagnosed with COVID so far. But organizers for these games are letting athletes decide for themselves whether they want to continue with their competitions or withdraw if they have COVID. So I guess in Noah's case, he decided to compete anyway. I think it's all the more remarkable that he was able to bronze even with COVID. I will say there are some questions being raised today as to whether that's appropriate to let athletes compete even with COVID, because what does that mean for the other athletes? The other athletes who were on the track yesterday, some of them were being interviewed. For the most part, they seemed unbothered by it. But I think that's going to be a storyline to watch. You know, Olympics organizers likely to get more questions about that in the coming days.
Did we have basketball, too?
We did. And it was, what a game. So we have been talking about how amazing Team USA is. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. But Serbia does have Nikola Jokic, who is a three-time MVP. So it was bound to be an interesting game last night. But I don't think anyone expected it for it to be this close. So Team USA was down to Serbia by 17 points in the first half of the game. And they then staged an incredible comeback in the fourth quarter, Team USA scoring 6 points in 2 seconds. And they did beat Serbia in the end, 95-91. We were all on the edge of our seats watching that. And many saying, what made it so cool was that for once you could kind of cheer on all your favorite athletes working together on Team USA as opposed to typically playing opposite each other. So that was really fun. And then they will be playing France in the final on Saturday.
Ooh, that'll be a good one. ABC's Inez de la Catera joining us from Paris. All right, Inez, so Sunday, of course, is the closing ceremonies. Do we know much about what that production is going to be like?
We don't. They're keeping it quite, they're keeping the details to themselves. They've been quite secretive about it. So we know it's going to be the same artistic director that organized the opening ceremony. So, of course, parts of the opening ceremony ended up being quite controversial. So I think there are questions as to whether, we'll see some controversial elements again, or on the contrary, maybe he's toned it down now given the backlash. There's speculation that Tom Cruise could be involved and that he could be performing some major stunts. That's right. Because we know part of it is going to involve a handoff to the U.S. and to L.A. 2028, the next Olympics. So I think we'll see some big American names participating. And yeah, there's been all this buzz about Tom Cruise, but that is unconfirmed at this point.
I thought I heard maybe he would be skydiving or something, but I guess we'll just have to
that would be something he would do.
Wait and see. And as are you seeing any signs of slowdown in Paris now? Like, is it getting a little less busy, or is it still, crazy nuts with the Olympics?
Yeah. No, it's winding down for sure. I think a lot of tourists have left. I think those that remain are sticking to kind of outside of Paris where the big events are happening. That's where track and field is. That's where all the team sports are taking place. So there's fewer tourists in Paris, in downtown Paris. And yeah, it's starting to feel a lot calmer. They've started dismantling some barricades, some venues. Sports are, a lot of the the events are winding down. Swimming is over, for instance. Beach volleyball, I think, is winding down today or tomorrow. So it's starting to feel like the beginning of the end. It's a bit of a bummer. I think, you know, they talk about Olympic blues being a real thing for athletes, but I think for those of us who cover it, it'll probably be a thing as well.
Well, I've been doing a bang-up job there, Inez. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.